just know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, self set you free. Nigga, the truth.
They gave us a show.
What did we hear, baby?
Man, they heard some good joints. To set it off, you heard that Busy, Busy, Busy by Swiggle Mandela, Cool Nuts, and Figure Eight.
Shout out to all of them.
Man, Cool Nuts, seriously. Get on the show. It's time.
Shout out to the producer, whoever did that track.
For
I'm
real.
I'm about to ask Swiggle about that. Yeah, and then right after that, you heard Niggas Done Started Something by DMX and The Lox and Mace on that one right there. I know, right? and then you just heard Benny Siegel, The Truth.
Right.
That's what it was, The Truth. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, that, no doubt.
That's
what was that?
I think it was, wasn't it just Blaze at that time? Oh, no, it was Kanye. I think Kanye. Yeah, Kanye was making it. Yeah. Because he did that, and then that, was it that, still, Feel It in the Air? That,
okay.
Yeah, in the air? Yeah,
oh,
that's,
yeah, okay.
It was all on the same album. Like, his album was fire, bro. Like, that album. That album cooked.
The same one that had.
Yeah, yep, yep. Man, that album cooked, bro. Kanye did like half them beats, if not more.
No doubt. So we've come to the question.
Ooh,
of the episode. Would you rather at ESPN3 or ESPN8, excuse me.
The Ocho?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to compete in one of these.
Oh my God.
Carjitsu.
Carjitsu, okay.
Or Slippery Stairs.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with
stairs. Gonna take a toll on your body, but carjitsu is not easy either. Right?
Carjitsu is gonna take a toll on your body.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah, I'm gonna. Is there money involved?
I mean, it's the same prize whichever sport you win.
Oh God!
For a $50,000 prize, let's say.
I'm gonna go with the carjitsu because I'm that won't take as long as the.
Yeah, you're
as
smart.
Going down the stairs and all that.
Back
keep backing in. Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? I've already taken some punches and some hits to the back
yeah.
at this point in time.
I ain't getting hit in the back in carjitsu like I would falling down them stairs.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather take some face punches than the back is. Nope.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your face can recover before your back.
Oh, yeah.
Just waiting.
I'm definitely going to get some good licks in, so. It's gonna be a wrap.
Yes. I'm not saying I'd win it either, but just out of what's gonna do to my body, I'd pick the carjitsu also.
Oh, I'm winning, son.
There's a reason all the even the adult contestants on that Slippery Stairs are like in their early 20s.
No doubt, right?
There's a reason.
Didn't they have a kid win too?
Yes. Even the adult competition winner was like 18. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
There's no 30-year-olds in the carjitsu for a reason. I mean in the Slippery Stairs
yeah,
for a reason.
No doubt, bro. That's a fatality.
If you're above 30, you definitely don't want to be in it.
It's like fatality.
Yeah.
Finish him.
Your back, just one wrong thing, and you're just out of commission for a week.
Yeah, nah, I'm good, son.
Would you do the Slippery Stairs for $100,000? Just compete. You don't have to win.
Yeah, I'd do it for $100,000.
Put about half that into your back after that.
Yeah, why not? Oh, you might be right, but
I would do it. That's that bad. You have to get a back transplant.
A backotomy. My doctor said I need a backotomy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
With my mama.
Talk about a guy with problems.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Half-baked people, if you haven't seen it.
Bro, he was, like, crying.
Bro was legit crying, too. Sad to say.
Oh, boy.
It's well,
anything else before we get into any music?
Man, just glad to be here. Seriously, because we missed like the whole month of February, like straight up.
I know. We were here last week.
Yeah, we were here. But think about it. That wasn't February no more. That was March. But see, that's what I'm saying. We missed a whole month. So it's crazy. I do got some questions for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to ask you to like pick because this dude was starting this debate about like movies and like he named four movies. They're all black films and like
okay.
One has to go. Like who would you? Yeah.
Should I even be qualified to make this pick?
Dude, you are qualified, bro.
Okay.
You
As long as they're not like the color purple and all this, then I'll do it. Okay.
No, bro. You trust me. You qualify, son.
Okay.
You qualify, bro. All right. So the first one.
One has to go, but one, I can keep the other three.
The other three stay, and okay. One has to go. Right. Okay. So the first on the first four, we got Menace to Society, Soul Men, Life.
Is that the Samuel Jackson
and Bernie Mac? Yeah. Okay. Yep. And John Legend was in that as well.
Okay.
Life. And Life, you know, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence.
That's
and
a
then,
sad movie.
And the fourth one, Sprung.
I don't remember Sprung well. Wait, was Sprung the one where, like, it was Jamie Foxx and they were like.
No, that's Booty Call. This is what, what's his name? That's Booty Call.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Max sees him at the store. Or
Sprung is with Rusty Radcliffe, you know, the guy that did Fear the Black Hat.
Didn't they have some kind of weird hallucinogenic scenes in it or whatever, if I'm thinking the right movie? Anyway, Soul Men, I don't remember a lot of too. I saw it one time.
Okay.
Was not impressed with that one as much, but neither with Sprung, so I'm going to say Sprung's going
to
go.
That's funny. That's the one everybody else picked too to go. That's
it's
funny.
Definitely not going
to
be Life or Menace
no,
Society.
Life was fire. And Menace, you kidding me? No.
I think Life is the best movie that you named in those four.
Yeah, definitely. I put Menace probably number two and Soul three.
That's fair to say. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so the next set. Yeah, First Sunday.
Okay.
Juice.
Okay.
Above the Rim. New Jack City.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Those are like, okay. Nothing's wrong with First Sunday, but three of those are classics.
Yes.
So First Sunday has to go.
I'm not mad at you.
Not that I wouldn't pick it. I'd probably pick First Sunday to watch over watching New Jack City again or something.
Yeah.
But out of those, just out of the greatest movies.
I'm not mad at your choice. Yeah. I would have did that too.
Yeah.
All right. The next section. Baby Boy.
Okay.
Poetic Justice.
Oof.
Higher Learning.
Yee.
Paid in Full.
This is kind of wild because Paid in Full shouldn't be taken off, but it's like an underground classic.
Man, Paid in Full. Whew.
Yeah, you can't take that off.
No, that movie cooked, bro. It has so many layers.
Did you say Juice?
No, that was in the other one. I said, all right, Baby Boy, Poetic Justice,
can't take
Higher
Poetic
Learning.
Justice off.
Higher Learning and Paid in Full.
So it's between Higher Learning and Baby Boy. I think Higher Learning has to go. I don't know. God. I don't want to watch Higher Learning again, so I'm going to go with Higher Learning.
Okay, yeah, man. I know it was bad watching it. What's her name, Deja?
Michael Rapaport is a dork, bro.
There he was.
He's a dork now.
Yeah. I don't know. It could go either way. Baby Boy or Higher Learning, it could go either way. But I'm not getting rid of Poetic Justice. I'm definitely not getting rid of Paid in Full.
Yes.
Those two
are like the two that you have to keep.
Yeah. All right.
I think more people consider Baby Boy a classic. That's why, just out of respect of other movie watchers, I'm picking Higher Learning to go bye-bye.
Right on.
Yeah.
Some people, it's egregious.
So but, what was the one picked to go the most?
It was Higher Learning.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So your next page. All right. You got Belly.
Okay.
In Too Deep.
The LL Cool J one?
Yep. Okay. With Omar Epps.
Yeah.
The Wood.
Okay.
And then, let's see here. Oh, The Best Man, excuse me.
By LL Cool J.
Yep.
LL Cool J's gone. In Too Deep. Bye.
You getting rid of In Too Deep?
Yes. Was I wrong on that one?
No, you're not right. Because I think that one was a toss-up between that and The Woods.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I feel it.
I feel like the In Too Deep was kind of slow, if I remember right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like Omar Epps usually when he's in stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, I'm not mad at that argument. But yeah, Belly and The Best Man, no, you're not touching those.
Those are the two I would watch the most.
For real, we fighting. Yeah. All right.
I haven't seen The Best Man Holiday yet. Is it worth watching around Christmas time?
It's okay. It's decent.
It's okay.
It's fair.
Okay.
It's all right. All right, so the next one.
Okay.
It start getting tough now.
Okay.
Brown Sugar.
Keeping that.
Love Jones.
Ooh.
Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
The Brothers.
I would say I'm going to get rid of Love and Basketball.
Oh, you crazy. I could never.
Out of those, though?
Man, I get rid of The Brothers, though, man, for me.
Okay, maybe that's a tie. I was just.
If I really wanted to be diabolical and piss people off, I would say the Lovejoes, just because of, like, if you really understand the depth of that movie and, like, Nia Long's character, bro, it's dirty.
I know, but it's still Nia Long, though.
I know, man, but it's just, like, so mental, bro. If I really wanted to deep dive into it.
Nia Long.
I need a whole podcast just so I can, like, break that down. But I'm telling you, there's some layers in there, man. There's some real depth to like, probably went over people's head, but they saw it, but just couldn't put it into words.
I
could
you.
Put it
no,
into
I
words.
No, I got you. And I've only seen it once, and it was when it came out. So.
Oh, I feel it. But no, no.
I enjoyed it, I feel like. I
Love
feel
it,
like
basketball.
It was a little slow.
I couldn't get rid of that. No, that movie is special to me. I like that
Really?
Movie. Yeah, bro. That was a good
movie. I feel
movie.
That way about Brown Sugar.
Oh, Brown Sugar is definitely special to me, bro. That movie is sick. That's yeah. like that's my number one out of this whole section.
Yeah, 100%.
You're not touching
same.
That.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
100%.
All right. And then, all right. We got Waiting to Exhale. Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Number 69, Mugu Guy Pan. Finest Chinese restaurant in
the
All
right, stay on the topic. We passed that movie. So, Waiting to Exhale. Stella Got Her Groove Back. Two Can Play This Game.
Yikes.
And A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Wait, Two Can Play This Game?
Yeah, well, that's what.
Stella? Okay, what was the first one? Waiting to Exhale?
Yep. And then A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yikes.
I know, right? I already know which one I get rid of.
Well, I mean, is it
three stand for sure? I'm like, nah, you're not touching none of these three.
Waiting to Exhale is a classic.
Yeah, you're not touching.
I don't know out of those four if I would. No, I don't know if I would watch that or Stella honestly again. That's hard.
Not for me. It's too easy.
Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
I'm not touching that.
That's the Martin Lawrence and
Regina King.
Yeah,
Bobby Brown was even
can't get
in
rid
that.
Of that.
Yeah, and Lynn Whitfield.
And what was the first one? Yeah, Lynn Whitfield all day. No, I'm playing. What was the other one?
Two Can Play This Game.
Oh, I can't get rid of that.
I wouldn't get rid of that either.
Yikes!
Vivica Fox's and Morris Chestnut was phenomenal in that movie.
Bro, Gabrielle Union.
Man,
Anthony Anderson was funny. In that.
Yeah, he was.
I like
he
the
was
part
hilarious.
When he comes on, he's like, "I know you can see me because I can see you."
I like what I like what the comedian dude was explaining in the church hug in the real
yeah,
hug.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love it. All right, so which one are you getting rid of?
Yikes. Probably Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I would have got rid of too.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page. All right, we're gonna get real hard right now.
Okay.
Boys in the Hood.
Okay.
Friday. The first one.
Uh-huh.
Boomerang. Harlem Nights.
What in the heck?
Man.
How are all four of these in the same category?
Bro.
Harlem Nights, Friday, Boys in the Hood.
And Boomerang.
Yikes. Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
That's not even fair, bro.
Yeah. See, all right. A lot of people got mad at me for saying that because I'm like, I will die on the hill for Boomerang. There's no way you touching that movie to me.
Bro, Boys in the Hood is kind of a sad movie. Is it?
It
you
is
just
sad.
Want to just pop it in on a Saturday and just watch
Ricky
get shot?
No doubt. Ricky! Like, how many times you want to yell out Ricky? I mean, it's a meme now. It's hilarious.
That's what I mean.
But
like,
man, I don't know. I mean, like, dang, dude.
Those What's four the, shouldn't all be in the same category.
They should
together.
Not.
That's wild. Like, they put four of the biggest ones.
Like,
what?
Yeah, I know, for real. Like,
that's mean right there.
Boomerang was a trendsetter
I'm
movie.
That.
I'm not touching
that's
that.
That's my favorite one in those.
And
four.
I'm definitely not touching Harlem Nights. Too many legends
that's
in
a
that.
Classic. You can't touch that.
Yeah, and Friday, not messing with
it.
Yeah. No way.
No.
Anyway.
Because I would watch Friday. I'd go watch that right now.
Straight up. All right. The next one. We almost to the end of this
okay.
one. So it's
just, no, it's fine.
We can take a break.
This
and
is
do
a good topic. I don't care. Keep
all
it
right.
rolling. All
right.
I'm
so
fun.
We got Coming to America.
Okay, that's staying.
The First House Party.
Ooh.
How to Be a Player.
Yeah.
And Beverly Hills Cop, the first one.
Okay, you're going to hate me, but Beverly Hills Cop is going bye-bye for
oh,
me.
Oh, you crazy.
But realistically.
You crazy. I watched
as far
that movie.
As how big movies are, it's How to Be a Player. It's gone.
Yeah.
I like that movie, but I like dumb comedies, and it's a dumb comedy. It's got to go out of those four, am I right?
What, How to Be a Player is gone?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I thought you was getting rid of Beverly Hills Cop.
No,
say.
Personally, that's the one I would watch the least of the four. But let's be real. Those other three are big movies, and How to Be a Player was kind of a medium
It was like, yeah, yeah, underground almost. Yes, it was right in there. But Coming to America, you not touch.
I remember I rented that from a corner store that was renting videos at the time. How to Be a Player. So random.
Yeah,
like Southeast Portland off Holgate. I'll never forget. I was like, they can rent videos here?
All these movies I'm saying, I own every single one.
All right.
The next one. Mo' Money, Bad Boys, the first one.
Mm.
Do the Right Thing.
Yikes.
Hustle and Flow.
I'll get rid of Hustle and Flow.
Thank you. Man, me too. When I saw this guy, I'm like, this is easy
you
work.
You like three classics.
Yeah. You not messing with Do the Right Thing. That movie spun off so many other movies.
Mo' Money?
Yeah, Mo' Money.
What was the first one you said?
Mo' Money was the first one. Then I said Bad Boys, the first one.
Oh, yeah. And Bad Boys is better than...
Oh, Bad Boys is almost better than almost all these movies.
I mean, it's probably number three of those four, but yeah. But
yeah, but Do the Right Thing is like a staple. You cannot get rid of that. No way.
Yeah, that's a... He won an award for that or something, so yeah, that's staying. All right,
yup. And then we got... The next one, Car Wash with Dr. Dre and Snoop.
Okay, I have to qualify. I haven't seen this full movie.
Oh, really?
I've just like seen it on the TV edit. It was on like TNT or one of those, and I've only seen about 30 minutes of it.
Oh, okay. All right, then you got Booty Call.
Okay.
Like Set It Off and Barbershop.
Well, I haven't
seen
the
first Barbershop.
I would give it a Car Wash, but that's I've seen those other three.
Dude,
movies.
Don't worry about it. I've seen Car Wash like twice because I saw it once and then I saw it again just to give it another chance. And like, nah.
Okay.
For me. But yeah, you're not getting rid of Set It Off. And Booty Call just had me on the floor, bro.
Yeah. I would pick that floor. Of those to watch right now if I had to watch one just because I want to laugh.
And Barbershop has too much real. It was a comedy, but it has some realistic connections to it, like straight up.
Barbershop's not bad either. Either of the Barbershops. There was two, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see a third one if there was three, but I know that I've seen two.
I think there were only two. Yeah. Because the other one was Beauty Shop, and that was with Queen Latifah.
Yeah, that
like
I haven't
a spinoff
seen.
One. That one was good. It was really good.
I haven't seen that. So it actually is a spinoff?
Yeah, it was a spinoff, yeah. So, yeah,
is
you
even
made
that
it.
One?
You made it through the gauntlet.
Is Even the Beauty Shop one?
What?
Is Even Beauty Shop?
Yeah, she in the Beauty Shop. Okay. And what's her name? The girl that played. Wait a minute, hold on. Was Even it? I can't remember now. I take that back. I can't remember.
Okay.
I know Alicia Silverstone was in it. And
oh, really?
And, God, what's her real name? She played Rudy in The Cosby Show. Why am I blanking her real name?
Oh, Tempest? No.
No, that's not her.
No.
Her name is something else.
No, Tempest, I know what you mean. Rudy, freaking.
What's her real
she's
name?
She's like a Christmas movie star now. Why don't I even know her name? Keisha Knight.
Yeah, Keisha Knight.
Pulliam.
Or it used to be Pullman or something like that, right? Yeah, something like that. Anyway. Yeah, but yeah, you made it through the gauntlet. Yay!
Yeah, those were good. Some of those, that one category was harsh. With the four boys in the hood, what?
Yeah, and Boomerang, I'm like, bro, I'm not cutting Boomerang. That's a fight.
Boys in the Hood should have been in a category with like New Jack City.
And Menace.
Menace to Society, and then what? South Central or something?
I don't know.
Remember South
Central? South Central would have gone.
Get the potato, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it your turn to play music?
I'm surprised Jason's lyric wasn't. I expected Jason's lyric to pop up in the
movie. Oh, that would have got axed.
You think so?
Oh my God. Yeah, bro. That movie not making it.
I don't know. It's so romantic with at the end with Tretch and his girlfriend with her. No, I'm playing.
Oh, I love it. Is it my go or your turn?
Oh, I guess I'll go. Unless you got something you want
to
play.
I got music to play, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Wait, yeah, go ahead. I don't have anything else I promised to play, so you're good.
Yay!
I was going to play that Jill Scott where she raps, but it's no big deal, yeah.
Oh, I'm special then.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep. Let's go. Shine up all and blue can't tell, Remix, I go make them heads swell, yo. Yo, ay, yo, boom! Yo, ay, yo, dirty. So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady? What's that supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shine the ball, I give it a good loving daily. Now you tryna pose like I be acting shady. You say you love me, say you love me, but you never there for me, yeah.
And see crazy about baby. Get free of the vibe and stop acting crazy. Feminist for all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting shady?
You're only lonely.
Be about baby, get free of your vibe and stop acting crazy. Time. Make I make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. An honor of my share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always draw near to you. But me know me not no fear to you, me stand up like a man and I'll be okay. Dear because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not a girl I compare to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody said that it would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're bailing. So what's life supposed to be about, baby? Get free of your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady?
Teacher left. Maybe it's best. Didn't have to cheat on my happiness. Ask questions why. Why she had to leave with that other guy. Man, did you peep her thighs? It's enough to make any young boy cry. To cope, lump in my throat cause she's so dope. It's plain to see that I'm for her and she's for me. My only wish to win a heart would be my greatest gift. Settle for a kiss, didn't know that love could feel like this. Wanted someone to hold you but didn't give me a chance. My girl's with me, all meant with you. A little change of plans. Things ain't the same, not to say she's to blame. You feel my pain. Into my life, show me the light. I just want you to stay.
Yeah. business. Seize your attention. What good is it? Admiring shorty from a distance. Step to her, let her know how the Bone Squad do her. Put your mag down, show her how we maneuver. Babushka for life. Do it once if you like it twice. But listen, keep it on the low from your wife. Jay Wee, we be CBC, 2EDIE in the 9-2 time breeze.
Running to the checker flag, running through the red light. 12, can't be gunning, won't pull over till I'm dead right. Riding to the sunrise, can't buy no bedtime. Ain't gon' care no bitch it ride with me, let they head fight. Better know. From Westside Atlanta or the Best Eye, all the way to Crenshaw, I'ma have the mind, nigga, better know. Big shit, popping ain't no little shit. Dropping bags, it's a lot to you to me, a little bit. Let them run, Chevy 40 cal in my lap. Uh-huh. Real dope boys in the trap. The big yacht, ballin' like a big shot. Niggas on my dick, make me room for your bitch. Gotta let them know. I don't turn, wrestle, I don't lip box. Solitaires, all I do is big rocks. I came from Dilly Rock, all the way to Hitchhut. On the throne, bitch, ain't when I'm on, she can kick rock, let her know. My foot up on the gas. I'm blowin' money fast. Let her know. I'm on these haters. Nigga head, what I'm standing on, business. Big chick, we done did that. Pushing weed back, better give me respect. And some more. Atlanta, no, for I would book the show for a grand or so. I was selling grand right on camera, telling hammers go. Lane speaking to me, what you need a camera for? From center here to hitting hoes on center phone. Better know. They call it ballin', we just call it living. They say you live and die by your decision. Well, I'ma push it to the limit, never mind the consequences. Interfering, nigga, I'ma handle business, better let them know. On another level, my SS, I put together, hit the pedal, do 200 everywhere I go. Better than I stay fly, just to show the day now. On the throne, bitch, ain't when I'm on, she can kick rock, let her know. My foot up on the gas. On the track, Louis Duffel bag, 50 rack. Poppin' so nauseous, I ain't got no country promo. Like I still got a pocket full of crack. All they do is fight for number two, cause I'm the one. Still make it play with the one. All we know is success, hit her with some rich sex. Good luck in your bitch back, she forever mine till I let her go.
So what are we here?
Show. So yeah, you heard some joints right there. To kick it off, we had the Blue Cartrell featuring Sean Paul. That's the Breathe remix.
Yes. Blue Cantrell and Scene Paul.
Remix. And then right after that, you heard the Stay With Me with Jason Weaver.
Jason Weaver.
Shout out Jason Weaver. Hold it down, bro.
Hold it down, bro.
And that one was the remix as well. With that, if you notice, that was the Barge Stay With Me sample going on in there.
Stay With Me sample.
Yes, sir. And then just now, to wrap it all up, you heard T.I. Let Him Know. That's
Let Him Know.
That came out, what, a couple months ago now? So, yeah, here we go. Summer going to be lit, yo.
Yes.
Why are you being like that? Echo like that?
Why are you don't score that? Until you score.
Until you score. It's life. Full of combinations.
Oh, man,
wow, what a special guy.
I know. People don't know what we're talking about.
Ooh. Anyway. Well, we've come down to the end of the show.
Yes, we have.
So if you want to find us, look us up on Instagram at They Gave Us a Show. If you want to hear us individually, I'm Shaydo, S-H-A-Y-D-O with the underscore.
You can catch this episode. You're not getting my Instagram, no.
They
follow
your
me
MySpace.
On Pinterest, PDX Danny Ocean.
There you go.
You can catch this episode on demand at xray.fm, the X-Ray app. Or the link in our bio.
Yeah, shout out to our fans that's always listening. Check out tomorrow with DJ Cliff on Welcome to the Neighborhood.
8 o'clock right here.
Uncle Cliffy. Yes.
On this very station.
Yes, sir. And you guys, man.